Hello.
Yo, what's up?
This is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO.
In Medford.
I don't think you're mic 4.
I can hear myself, no? Oh, no. Look, mic 4. Oh, there it is. I can see myself now.
Okay, I can't hear. Am I talking? I can't. Nothing's coming through my phone.
We're talking.
All good. All good.
What's up, guys? Again,
welcome. No technical difficulties here.
Yes.
I like that. The fans. Yeah, that was All the Things She Said by T.A.T.U. Tattoo.
Yeah, and this is the theme of today's set is. Of course, if you weren't able to guess it from
obviously,
that.
Super Bowl anthems.
Yeah, like we wanted to like bring some, you know, we're always like about innovating over here on The Witching Hour, you know, and
yeah.
You know, we both are obviously massive football fans.
I love football.
Yeah,
we should make this a football podcast.
Yeah.
I will say I watched a lot of the Super Bowl. Like more than normal.
That's crazy. I didn't watch like anything. I watched the halftime show, but because it's kind of a. I mean, why were you watching it?
I mean, we were just sitting there watching. But then halfway through, Sadie turned into Wicked karaoke, and them and Eleanor and Sadie started belting karaoke Wicked, and I was like, I need to leave. But then the halftime show was on, so.
I feel like that's like. The second time Sadie's transitioning Wicked karaoke. And
two nights of Wicked.
Wow.
It was not Wicked, I would say. No hate. I'm not a big show tunes person.
Show tunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that song, you know, it's a little bit low-key kind of going back underground, if I can say
I mean,
that.
I didn't recognize it, like, by the title until I heard it, which is crazy.
Yeah, it was actually inspired from, you know, I watched Anora, you know.
Yes!
And this
was that
like,
in it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't, actually, I don't even remember the scene, to be honest. But it was between.
Probably something awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in between. Well, the first, you know, the opening song and the opening scene where it's like in the strip club, and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like that song is the I've been that's like my second most listened to song this week, So it's between that one and this.
By Slater.
No.
No.
No. The Slater song is right after.
Wait.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Like Greatest Day or something.
Oh.
It's like a really like cheesy like pop EDM-y like.
You should just throw it in this playlist.
I might if we have time. Yeah. If we like have time, like you know that we're not like discussing the Super Bowl and
yeah.
all the play
and, like,
play
the,
calls and
yeah
controversies
and like the picks and the scores.
Uh-huh. The scores. Yeah.
And the, like,
yeah.
Touchdowns and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little technical terminology in there.
But what I was going to say is I was watching the national anthem performed by John Baptiste. And I was like, this could be. And then it was like the clip of like Donald Trump saluting. And it was like, what could I picture? Like,
that's what inspired.
Oh, kind of. Because it was like, wow, he's really into this. And it was like, imagine if a different song was playing. Like, what would be his reaction? Like, they go out to sing the national anthem and then it's all the things
she
said.
Yeah, does anybody have a camera on Trump right now? What's he
I'm
think
sure
about this
he's
one?
Listening. I mean, yeah. He listens every week. Just yeah. along with JPEG Mafia.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely not going to like this next one. In fact, I think a lot of people aren't going to like this next one.
What? But, who? Wait, actually, who?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you? I mean, well, we're going to see. Have you still not listened to the...
The next one is Lana Del Rey.
Oh, my bad. I
was like...
Lord, it was... Of course everybody likes that.
Well, now that it's been spoiled.
Oops.
Did we say the tag? It's...
Yeah,
this
said,
is
no,
Bumpo.
You said
Bumpo, by the way.
No, you said it.
Yep. This is National Anthem by Lana Del Rey, not John Baptiste.
Sweetness and danger, queen of sight. to me like I got gang ties. Straight right, catching this heater, feel like a landmine. 2025, your politics is a gang sign. Go. They bullshitting but spitting like they was Esco. Take it off, it's bend your knees and protect the cross. True face that I'm Harvey Dent mixed with Michael Jackson. I can't even get jiggy with these niggas, I feel like Michael Blackson. Y'all got 30 niggas on the beat, that shit is Frankenstein. I'm out streaming every nigga I beat with, I be analyzing. Let's go. Hey, fuck your written, you bombing like Charlie Hebdo. Take it off, it's bend your knees and protect the cross. Can't treat no skis like no main squeeze. She don't even ask me who I hang with. She know I cheat. These bitches don't even speak my language. I'm finna leave. This Peggy is not for your entertainment. I need a fee. Retro. They asked out. We bangers being my turco. Beat the law. She shakes an ass on podium floors. Damn. You can just relax. Every other day I turn these beats into a pack. Call me Black Kenny Rogers, cause I know when to fold them. Cashing out cause it's too late in the stage to be spitting cap, bitch. I can't stand the way you crackers copy. Beat off land, you never hit a Nazi. Free no shoulder, I'm marrying the chip. Real hairs, hide a bunny hopping on the dick. Freak bitch, tuck it in her tan line. No stripes, made her talk to me like I got gang ties. Straight right, catching this heater, feel like a landmine. 2025, your politics is a gang sign. Let's go. They bullshitting but spitting like they was Esco. Take it off, it's bend your knees and protect the cross. This generation. Huh. Go, 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 go. Ooh, ooh. I come through swiftly. Don't beef with a nigga, I do 50. I miss, don't trick me. I aim when I fall like wheelchair Jimmy. Why did you say you was gonna fuck me up? I said now I do not hear a beat. Probably because you know next time I see you, you gonna end up running to pee pee, bitch. I guess be thinking that all of my lines about what they're projecting on me. They rather focus on hating on paying and getting some pussy or cheese. All you cosplay white boy rabbit ass niggas can suckle and suckle and see. I do not do back and forth with a tracker. I'm cracking my whip on a beat. I cannot study nice parts like an actor. I got a few style what I'm making. I cannot act like I don't want the crown. I don't care if it's taking a fan. These niggas be older, not wiser, man. All of that rippity rapping be making me soft. All of them wobble on the lilas. They standing on nothing. Them niggas and hoes can be bought. My bitches ain't both for Kamala. They lie. So I lie when I'm trying to get in that box. Bitch, get on your knees. Shake that ass and get to protecting my coats.
That was National Anthem by Lana Del Rey and Protect the Cross by JPEG Mafia. Yeah.
Just fixed my headphones.
Oh, you
the
can
volume
hear?
Was all the way turned down.
Amazing. Just a little fiddling and...
Just a little fiddling and knick-knacking.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, but so that song, Protect the Cross, was actually released... speaking of Trump, you know, like, that song was released on Inauguration Day.
Yeah.
As a little, I don't know if you could, there were some political lines in there.
Yeah, I see it like, because we love religion in this country, so it's like, oh, we should really protect that and protect our country.
Mm, but it's kind of like a farce, if you will, a facade,
I think
perhaps.
It's pretty literal. I was thinking it was pretty pro-America.
Oh, JPEG Mafia, yeah. Pro America on Inauguration Day. Yeah. That's another impossible reading, you know? That's why.
Because, yeah, it's like national anthem, like protect the cross, protect the flag.
Yeah,
like
it was very patriotic.
Troops. Yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Good pick there.
Thank you. Yeah. That was there's a line in there I liked. It's like, I can't say it, but it's like why people... didn't vote for Kamala, they lied, so I lie when I'm trying to get in that box. I thought that was like a really like interesting like, and nuanced critique on the American political system.
Seems like it has a lot of deeper meaning there.
Yeah, there's always so much to unpack in a Peggy song, you know.
Yeah, I'm sitting with that one. Yep, thinking about the box by Roddy Rich.
Thinking about the box is crazy.
By Roddy Rich.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we should get a wheel going, by the way, at some point.
True. Just that needs to be
thinking out loud.
My email is open right now.
Thanks.
I keep getting emails from PayPal saying like This is actually not the least interesting conversation ever.
Is everything okay with even PayPal? Is that...
No, they're just saying, like, avoid email scams. I'm like, I would. Don't tell me.
Wow. I think the PSA is actually going to be a little later, but...
Like, true. Email scams.
Hey.
It's a girl on a skateboard.
Whoa.
They know I'm like a youth. Like,
wait, I didn't realize PayPal was like hip and cool like that.
If I were to describe this image PayPal sent me, it's a girl in a striped shirt on her phone with a skateboard propped up, down.
She is sitting down.
So the skateboard the is phone, on her knees.
You got the skateboard.
Yep.
That's
she's probably getting scammed.
Don't click it.
That's
hey.
Me when I get scammed. I hope this is a scam.
I mean, if I saw an image that cool, I'm clicking on it, like, no matter what. I'm not even reading
Wait.
That. Wait, is this
Wait,
even the real
link?
PayPal?
Whoa, I just clicked on it. Oh. It was a link. Wow. Yeah. Have you ever gotten scammed?
Online? I don't...
Anywhere.
Well, definitely in Egypt, I got scammed a lot.
Oh.
Actually, because that's, like, kind of big over there.
That's awesome.
And actually, I wrote one of the questions on the Two app. I wrote about getting scammed, but
how much did you get scammed out of?
This one was like, okay,
I
was pretty good at not getting scammed, you know.
But you got scammed.
And sometimes I'd overpay, but I'd overpay like a dollar or two, you know. Yeah. And it's like, okay, I mean, it's bad, but it's like, for me, it's not that bad. But like one of my last like weeks there, so I was like a veteran at that point, you know. I was like, people come up try to scam me, I'd be like, that. You know what I'm saying? Get away from me.
Yeah.
And I had the demeanor down. They wouldn't even try.
Even though you didn't fluently speak their language.
Yeah, but I had enough to get them away from me. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Okay, but then, bro, I still don't even know if it was a scam. Like, it was so insane.
Oh, God. You're, like, still on you.
Like, I gave this guy, like, maybe, like, $10, and I called him an Uber. Like, I was going to pick up my food delivery. But the guy went to, like, the wrong entrance, and so I had to walk around the building, and because I couldn't communicate because, like, yeah, I don't speak. So I was like, all right, I'll just walk to you.
Yeah.
And then as I'm going, this guy in a suit comes up to me, and he's, like, so, like, frazzled. Like this dude is clearly, like, out of it. Like, it's weird. He's wearing a suit, first of all. Like, you don't really see just dudes walking. I mean, in this, like, where I lived.
Okay.
He's wearing a suit, holding some plastic bags, and he comes up to me. He's like, starts like spitting Arabic to me. I'm like, mafam. Like, I don't understand Arabic, you know, like real robotic. And he's like, and then he started speaking broken English to me. He convinced me like he was from another city, and he was a lawyer, and he lost his bag with his wallet and his phone in it, and he needed
sounds kind of real.
That's what I'm saying.
But I would get
and he was
also
selling it so hard, and I still think, man, you know, it could have been real. But basically, like, I went back inside, got cash, came back down, gave it to him, called him an Uber. And then when I went back inside and I saw the Uber, and then the Uber started texting me like, yo, like, where are you? I was like, there should be a guy out there. And he's like, there's no one here.
What?
Yeah. So.
But did you get the food? Did he have the food?
Well, it was cash, and then it was an Uber to a bus stop, like 20 minutes away. That he was like, because I need to get back home to his home city, which was like 4 hours away or whatever, you know?
Wait, but I thought you were ordering food.
Oh, no, that was separate. Like, I got my food.
Oh, and then you saw the guy.
And so I was holding the burrito while I'm doing all this, while this guy's like begging me to like help.
Wow, that's a complicated... I would have gotten scammed for sure. I'm,
no, that's what I'm
I would have gotten so scammed. I'm so scammable.
No, this was like real complex. And then my like two app that I was... It was like the prompt was like... I don't even know, talking about giving or something. I was like, yeah, I'm really giving. Like, I gave this guy like $10 and like, maybe it's a scam, but like, you know, I don't even care.
Yeah.
Cause I'm
so
just like,
true.
I just love to give straight
so
up.
So true. I hand out $10 all the time. That's
why,
my mantra.
Why not?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been scammed. No, I've definitely been scammed. But nah.
Care to give any details on
when I used to like go to Chicago with my friends when we were like in like early high school, and then like
yeah,
get
if I saw you on the streets,
homeless
I'm,
people,
yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I need this for like the shelter and part, and then you like give them. I don't know. It's not really a scam because they're just giving them money, but it's kind of what a scam is.
Is it really a scam if they need the money though?
Right, like you're just kind of giving them. It's kind of just like.
Yeah, it's just charity. I have no regrets. Yeah, you should write your 2 app on that. No. Actually, don't. No, that's not my thing. It's like the same
idea. Okay. Well, this is a... this one's going to wake you up.
Is this a Slater?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't need you, I don't need that shit. Hurt my brain, giving off that ick. If you want fame, better make it stick. Better go quick if you wanna get rich. Better pump hits, better get a good stick. If you wanna stop, better lay it on thick. Pull a new car, baby, take your pick. If you wanna get picked, then you better suck dick. They want a piece of me, but nah, they don't agree with it, you don't know me, no you don't, it's the kids in the club about me.
Thank you.
That was No Comma by Slater and Twerculator by City Girls. I just kind of pictured, like, those performances right before, you know, the boys hit the turf.
The boys hit the turf. Hell yeah. And
I just think that's what America needs. It's like a...
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a little contrast.
Like a little, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Like girl rap.
Yeah, like, I think that's the Super Bowl. Yeah.
That's what it's missing, kind of.
Mm. And speaking of halftime shows,
yeah,
that's what we're I watched the Beyonce Bowl.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I watched the Beyonce Bowl.
Fire?
Mm.
You didn't like the horses?
No, the horses are cool. That was probably one of my favorite parts. To be honest, I kind of had issues with, like, the music. Like, I thought the visuals were all good. But I thought some of the songs were, like, I mean...
Like what? Like...
Like, there was one, Cowboy like, Blackbird or something.
Okay, that's just a Beatles song that she covered.
But I swear, it did not sound good, like, at all. And then in the middle part of it, like, there was not a song that I liked. Like,
wow.
But then the first opening part was awesome.
Yeah, like, the hoof beats, like,
yeah,
on
that was cool. If she just stuck with that, I was there for it, but... Then she just started playing, like, music that or I don't want to say bad music, because, like...
It's her music that, like, what, she won a Grammy for?
Okay, well, you... like, well, are we going to let the Academy determine what's good music now?
only Academy songs from now on. No more Twerculator.
No, wait, no, that definitely has a Grammy.
City Girls.
That leaves a grit. No, but, yeah, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, you're just not a Beyonce fan.
No, I'm definitely
I'm not even that big of a fan, but, like, I think she makes good music.
That's, but. You know, and I respect that opinion. Everybody has the right to an opinion.
Did you see her daughter dancing? Wasn't that so heartwarming?
Did. Yeah, she was out there, and I was like, well, that's Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
She's out there dancing with
so
her mom.
So you weren't a fan, it's fine.
Nah, yeah, but okay. I think I don't know. It was kind of cool. I also kind of had issues with, like, the whole, like, Beyonce doing, like, it was a very, like, unironically, like, America type of thing. No, like, the whole
cowboy.
Is it though? I don't think it was, because then some of her songs, like, I was cringing so hard. She was talking about, like, some, like, oh, like. The prices are rising and life's getting tough. Like, what are you, like, Beyonce? Like, shut up, man! Like,
whoa,
the like,
whoa, chill. What if she's listening?
So, man, Beyonce, if you're listening to this, man, stop cosplaying like working class people or something. Like,
what if she just wants to be related? Yeah. But isn't that not exactly what, like, Zach Bryan does?
I don't even know who that is. Actually,
okay, the like number one country artist.
Sure, and he's probably worse. I'm not here to compare.
Like,
country.
She can't make
but imagine,
a country album.
Imagine if Trump was watching the Beyonce performance, he would like it. Like, that's how I was feeling, and I thought that was kind of gross.
But
like,
doesn't
that
he miss
me
the
out.
Point of a lot of things? We're gonna have to log this as a political discussion for all the times we're mentioning Trump.
No, but you get what I mean, like.
But I feel like he doesn't really have like critical thinking, so I don't know if you'd really ever see that.
But I think, like, all right, let's compare it to the Kendrick performance, because that was also there was a lot of America themed things.
He definitely saw Uncle Sam, and he was like, "Hell yeah!"
No, America. No. I thought you couldn't misunderstand.
I don't know.
I felt like
he's probably "Oh, American flag, yes, I salute that."
Just Trump straight baby brain, like. Yeah.
And then someone's like, wait, no, like,
no one, like, tell
what?
Him. Yeah. But I don't know. What do you think about that? The Kendrick show?
It was good. It was really good. I liked it. I didn't realize it was Serena Williams out there.
Oh, yeah.
Till after the fact.
It was kind of like, you knew it was someone famous,
yeah,
when they just like, showed just her. But
yeah.
Yeah. No, I liked it. I thought something was a little off.
We were arguing whether. Or not, he was lip syncing, and whether or
no,
not SZA
was lip syncing 100%.
Yeah,
which is just like,
yeah, it's a tough, but yeah. Yeah. Well, but what, you're in front of like million, like a crazy audience, like
yeah,
I don't know,
but like
I'd get a little nervous.
Beyonce wasn't lip syncing.
How do you? Well, that you was know? Like pre-filmed. I guess it wasn't. The beginning part was, but.
I don't know. I thought Kendrick's like vocals were kind of didn't really like.
You couldn't hear him that well.
Yeah, I don't
know. Which I guess like a lot of rap, it's hard to discern sometimes, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought he was like, I don't know. I think he was trying too hard to be like hype and stuff. And I just I feel like that's like not where he thrives. You know what I mean?
He's more of a chiller. Like,
yeah. He's more of a, he should have been a little more chill, but he was so like, turn it up to 100 and it was like.
I mean, you're performing at the Super Bowl. Like, you kind of, I feel like.
I know, but he could have done some real like, he has some crazy performances that are like, not like hype, but they're still kind of like, there's still a lot of energy in them, but they're more like kind of slow and, or not slow, but more like patient and then they kind of build up. But here it was just
like,
boom, 7 minutes?
Like, you can't really.
And that's like 12, 13 or something. He released it as like a song on Spotify, like the whole thing. But I don't know. It was cool. What do you think about the Not Like Us getting played? That was crazy. Hey,
what? Drake. I wouldn't have guessed it.
Yeah.
I saw an Instagram reel that I've been
go on.
My only source has been Instagram reels, and I literally have to preface it by saying like I saw an Instagram reel every time.
I think you should just say like, oh, I saw this interesting piece of media. Like,
yeah. No, Sadie's been like, oh, you should just say you like read an article. Yeah. Just, like, say the, yeah. No, but I saw an Instagram reel that it was like, oh, like Serena Williams, like. Ex-boyfriend like was Drake, like they used to date, which I was like, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Serena Williams, wait, she Drake is the ex-boyfriend, or
that's why she was up there apparently, among other reasons. But
that would be,
wait, I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, yeah, you do that. Yeah, I think you know, it was cool. I think there's a lot of pressure, and I think it was like low-key, I love Kendrick, but I think it under-delivered a little bit. I'm going to be real, in my opinion.
I mean, I've never expected that much of a halftime performance.
Oh.
What, it was like, wasn't it like Bruno Mars? It was The Weeknd last year?
No, last year, or was that last year? Or I think last year they had like 50 Cent and like Snoop Dogg and all these old heads.
Oh, yeah,
that?
And then all the, like, yeah, everyone's like, the reunion tour.
Yeah, and then I think the year before that was The Weeknd, and that was like cool. I don't even. Yeah.
Whoa! All of these all of these news sources, like Daily Mail and Hello, are saying that Serena Williams and SZA are both exes of Drake.
Wow, that's
How is Drake with Serena Williams?
Yeah,
like,
that does not compute.
What?
God.
That,
but you know, at least she's reformed now, you know? She's, I don't know.
Reformed? Isn't she dating someone? I don't know. No, I think she has a husband.
Let's look that up.
Google.
We can't let the
I
people,
Alexis Ohanian.
His name is Lexus?
Alexis.
There was another song.
Wow, they look kind of bad together, as in.
Oh, Serena
really
Williams? That's Serena Williams' husband. Like.
Right? Like, wow. He's just. Like, she's the like greatest female tennis player. And he's just a guy.
He really is just. Wow. Drake and that guy. She, you know? No hate, though. You know? Love is love.
They live in Florida.
Wow, so many fun facts coming at you.
They named their kid after him.
Oh, man.
His name is Alexis. Their daughter's name is Alexis.
Alexis or Lexus?
Alexis Olympia Ohanian. And their other daughter, Adiria River Ohanian.
Yeah,
I'm sick of these names.
Yeah,
name,
I
like,
think
Sophie.
Famous people like shouldn't be allowed to name their own kids. I think
they're always trying to be different.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like, oh,
like yeah. Maybe just let me do it next time.
Facts.
Yeah.
Call up Ken when you need a baby name. A hotline.
Yeah.
All right, that sounds like a great transition into our next song, which I don't even know if we could say the name on air.
No, we can definitely say it.
Really?
Freako?
Ooh.
Ah, Which one? Freak?
It's the speaker knocker. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking beat, ho. Bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass. Go and bounce that ass, yeah, for this cash, yeah. Can you make it clap, yeah, for a stack, yeah. I wanna see you twerk, yeah, put in work, yeah. Take off your shirt, yeah, go berserk, yeah. Split on a dick, yeah, do a trick, yeah. Yo nigga ain't shit, yeah, full of shit, yeah. Baddest in the party, yeah, pop the molly, yeah. Got a lot of body, yeah, la-di-da-di, yeah. Ain't fucking with no lames, yeah, playing games, yeah. I be switching lanes, yeah, make it rain, yeah. I be stunting hard, yeah, in the mall, yeah. Riding foreign cars, yeah, I'm a star, yeah. She dancing like a pro, yeah, I'm like, whoa, yeah. My pocket's so swole, yeah, hit the pole, yeah. I ain't tryna cuff, yeah, I'm tryna fuck, yeah. You ain't tryna fuck, yeah, pack your stuff, yeah, ayy. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking beat, ho. Bounce that ass, 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 bounce that ass. Go and scrub the ground, yeah, make it bounce, yeah. Make that clapping sound, yeah, right now, yeah. Shawty, you're so mean, yeah, twerk team, yeah. I'ma throw this green, yeah, on the scene, yeah. Can you make a shake, yeah, earthquake, yeah. Let them bitches hate, yeah, get your cake, yeah. I can change your life, yeah, one night, yeah. I promise I don't bite, yeah, fuck you right, yeah. I'ma throw this money like a free throw. You just keep on dancing like a freak, ho. Arch your back, put your hands on your knees, ho. Bounce that ass to my motherfucking beat.
Baby, you let me do all this, baby. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Walking within the back row of emotion gets low. I hear you call. If I'm the queen of the scarecrow, I watch you guide.
Quick PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you are a part of the Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail.
What?
I don't know why we're laughing here. This
Sorry,
is
I'm just
serious
appalled.
Stuff. I thought that someone could do that. Wait, let me. This message is brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap.
Right. Somerville Cares. Wow, that's a big old fine for that.
Oof, thank God we don't have to worry about that.
Good thing I'm not 21.
I don't think that's what that is. I don't, is that how it works?
Yeah, so I can't.
I
guess I'm not really a minor
yeah,
either.
I
so
feel like
the line
that
go?
Didn't really help, the saying you're not 21. Like,
but I'm underage, so wouldn't people be providing to me?
Oh, but. Who provided for you? Do you want? Can you give us an?
No.
Also,
yeah, I like the snacks part.
Yeah.
That's
oh, snacks.
Yeah.
Like that's PSA.
Give out snacks.
Yeah, I love that.
Snacks
yeah, snacks.
Are good.
Maybe some fun beverages as well that
yeah.
are non. Well,
like a kombucha.
Yeah.
If I walked into a house party and I was offered a kombucha.
Oh my God.
Wow! It would be the best day ever.
Best. Yeah. Also, a quick shout out to, you know, everybody's listening right now. You know, we see you guys.
We don't. We are in a radio station and we can't see our listeners. Okay. Because you guys are on the other end of the radio.
Yeah, you guys are just like a number on a screen right now. Like,
it might not even be real.
No, we can like feel. Okay, feel you guys.
Feel your presence. It's like presence. The witching hour. We're doing witchcraft.
Yeah,
to feel your auras coming in.
Aura. Yeah, all of our listeners, you guys got hella aura. Yeah, straight
aura
up,
bro.
Yeah, shout out you guys.
I probably shouldn't say this on air. But I doubt he's listening. But no, it's about one of my old professors. My friend still has him, like, for another class that he wouldn't let me take, so I didn't take the prerequisite, so I have to take his senior spring besides the point. Apparently he's been like saying like aura point, like giving himself aura points when he like does things, like if he drops something, be like minus aura.
At least he knows how to use it.
He's really on Twitter.
Oh.
He would talk about his Twitter a lot.
Oh, yeah. One of my stats professor, who I haven't seen in quite some time, but when I...
Why is that like a threat? Like,
no, it's not. I haven't seen him. Chill guy. He's still alive or whatever. Like, obviously, as far as I know. Again, haven't seen him. I don't know anything about him, guys. I swear. But like in the class that I did... Yeah, in the class I did go to... He was like dropping all. He kept on saying mid, but like he said it like way too much. You know, like, he's dropping like one mid a sentence. It was like, man. And he had some other ones. I forgot they were, but it was just like real kind of like.
I kind of appreciate it. It's like aw.
You appreciate the first one, and then it happens again, and you appreciate like the marginal appreciation, perhaps.
The drop off error, the round off error.
Yeah. Thank you. Miss Engineer for that scientific jargon.
No, I'm
jargon
really bad
right
at
there.
Stats.
Famously. Yeah. Everybody knows.
Everyone knows I'm bad at stats.
But anyways, what do we have next?
We have a few songs that I don't know if we'll have time for all of them. I'm actually going to play the one I want to play first. It's Crown on the Ground by Sleigh Bells.
Sleigh Bells.
Sleigh Bells.
We'll be right back.
clown on the crown, and I sat, sat that clown on the crown, and I sat, sat that crown on the crown, and I sat, sat that crown on the crown, and I. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness as you'll send the call out, 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 send. Dancing around.
listening to 91.5 FM